Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Chad strives to find his 15 minutes of fame and discovers what he's really looking for along the way. Based on the experience of Steve Rubell, co-owner of the New York City Disco Studio 54, 15 Minutes, a new musical, will be part of this weekend's reading festival at New York Stage and Film and Vassar College's Powerhouse Theater. The show has a book by Rick Ellis and music and lyrics by Stephen Trask and Peter Janowitz. The reading at Powerhouse stars Michael C. Hall, Derek Klena, and Tony Award winner for her portrayal of Yitzhak in Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Lena Hall. Lena joins us now. Welcome to the Roundtable.
Hi, thank you.
You were in Cats when you were very, very young, and then just working and working and working. It seems like what you've been doing the last couple of years is sort of more you. Is that a true assessment from a random observer, or has it all been satisfying to you?
No, I mean, I did pick my path a little while ago. I decided that I wanted to do things that are a little more edgy, that I felt more passionately about, projects that would reflect kind of my rock sensibility or just maybe they were a little strange or just something a little different about them. It wasn't what I had been doing before, and I had focused my energy on that, and it all kind of unfolded and worked out to be the way it is now. So I was lucky too that I made that decision when I did, and that I decided to kind of make the hard decisions and make the choices of the shows that I would do. So,
you are the lead singer of a rock band, mm-hmm. The Deafening. How long have you been with the band? How long has that been going on?
I joined them, I think, in 2006. And it's something that was always an interest for me. It was to be in a band, be a part of something outside of the Broadway kind of community, something that I could be more creative with, something that was my own. And this band really gave me that opportunity. And we've been together for so long. We've been we're such a dysfunctional family, I guess you could say. But we're still doing it because we love to do it. We love to play rock and roll, and that's all that's the reason why we do the band, because we love to play rock and roll. I love to sing rock and roll. I love to perform in that venue. I love to perform. There's no pressure on me to do anything other than how I feel, so I can be as wild and insane as I want, and there's no one telling me not to do that. I don't go totally crazy. You know what I mean?
Because you have to take care of yourself for the other work.
Yeah. I mean, I headbang to hell. I mean, I headbang myself into the next morning. It's like I can't move my neck. I've headbanged so hard. And I get so into it that's a little rough. But I'm not going to pee on the stage or, sure. You know, I'm not. That's what I mean by crazy. Oh, okay. Is do things that are disgusting or right. Just like that. Like I'll headbang and I'll be badass and I'll say what I want and I'll, you know, drink some whiskey on stage. You know, this is whatever.
How do you realize for yourself that you need to do that for you and you will do it and you then go after it?
You just. There's a certain moment.
By the way, I just realized I'm like, psychoanalyze yourself.
I know,
go.
Right? There's a moment when if you're doing something that you should be loving and you're not happy and you should be thrilled, then there's something missing. There's something lacking. And so while I loved being on Broadway, there was definitely something lacking in what I was doing that it was just not feeding my soul or feeding my creative soul. And a lot of times a Broadway show, you as an actor, you are the paint being used to paint the picture. You are not the painter, right? It's the director that's the painter. It's the writers. They are the painters. They are the canvas. They are, you know, and we as actors, we are the paint. We are what make the picture work. So there's somebody else kind of molding us into what they want us to be. So I needed something, a project or something that I did where I was in control. And that's what the band kind of gave me. And so having that outlet makes it much easier for me to work with a director and be kind of their clay and be molded by them. It makes me more willing to give them anything that they need, and because I have my own outlet.
So this play you're doing a reading of here at Vassar is 15 Minutes, a new musical. Since it is new, can you tell us a little bit about it?
It takes place in Studio 54. it's based on this set of paintings, and I can't tell you what set they are because I can't remember, but basically it's about what someone goes through going through their 15 minutes of fame. The height of the 15 minutes, someone taking advantage of them, completely stripping them of everything that they have, and then they're left in the dust alone. And at the end, there's always that one person who was there with them since the beginning, and then they'll always be there till the end, and then they finally find their true, or they see who truly is on their side or who truly loves them or something like that. And I play a very strong PR girl based on a real person who takes this kind of very wealthy person, you know, gives them the fame, but then strips away all of their stuff. She aids in destroying them, basically.
It reunites you with some people you roll pretty deep with, Stephen mm-hmm. Trask, and then you Michael C. Hall played Hedwig to your Yitzhak on Broadway. Is it fun to be back with those guys?
Oh, of course. I'm living with Michael C. Hall. We're living in a house together. It's just him and I, and it's like so funny. It's like an arranged marriage again. Like we were arranged. It was an arranged marriage at Hedwig, and now we're back. We're back together. It's really fun. I adore Michael. I respect him so much, especially as an actor and a performer. And he's also really fun to hang out with. And then being with Stephen Trask, who he's like such a soulmate to me. I absolutely love him. And when they asked me, I didn't even read it. I was just like, yeah, of course. Of course I will help you guys kind of start the process of this new musical. You know, anything to get more from Stephen Trask. You know, the world needs more from Stephen Trask. He's such a brilliant writer, such a brilliant lyricist. I think that he's often overlooked as far as Hedwig is concerned. Sometimes he's a little overlooked. And I think that one of the main things of that makes Hedwig so amazing and so that and that people connect with so much are his lyrics. Mm-hmm. I mean the music too, but the lyrics especially are just something that hit people so deeply. And I think people forget Stephen Trask wrote those lyrics. I mean, they're very important lyrics. So yeah, I'm of course a huge fan of his and happy to do whatever he wants. And I'm trying to get him to, you know, come to me and, you know, write a project with me and just like an album, something just basic, you know, the him and I, something easy. But yeah, it's nice. And then Peter Janowitz, who's the drummer for Hedwig, and Matt, who is the bass player at Hedwig as well. I call Matt Space Matt, but that's beside the point. So they're here and they're doing it too. So it's kind of like a little Hedwig reunion, but it's out of context because we're here at Vassar, so it's a little bizarre. But still awesome, you know, fun to have friends around.
The reading is directed by Trip Coleman. Have you worked with Trip before?
I have not worked with Trip before. I don't think I've ever really met him either. And I mean, he's awesome. He's very funny. Yeah,
he's really droll.
Yeah, very. I really enjoy so far working with him. He's got a great, everyone in the room has got this great sense of, it's just like, there's a calm inside everyone. Like if something's going wrong, it's everybody who's just calm about what's going wrong and fixes it. And then we move forward. And he's got that great, he doesn't freak out about anything. I mean, he just makes it a joke and then moves on. So I really enjoy that, but I haven't worked with him enough to, you know, to tell you his process or anything, but I mean, he's an awesome person.
Do you enjoy creating a new play?
I do. I really do. I love, I like the process of seeing new material, of learning new music. I love the challenge of the time restraint of it, finding a character and just going 100% with it. You, in a reading, especially 29-hour reading, you don't have a lot of time to think about anything. So what you do is you just make really bold choices, and it doesn't matter if they're wrong, really. It's just make a huge, bold choice about the character and just go for it. And just seeing like you just don't care. I mean, it's a matter of presenting the music and the script to them and bringing it to life so they can kind of see what it's like on an actor. You know, they don't want you to just dully read the words or anything or just sing the song verbatim. They want to hear kind of someone's take on how the character could be. So I always love doing a 29-hour reading or even a table read where it's just like, just go out of the gate and just, you know, whatever you give, and just make huge, bold choices. I usually use the furniture that's around me. It has nothing to do with the play, or use the microphone stand or whatever you have. You know, I love to just use scripts as props and things, you know, just to make it more interesting to paint the picture for the writers and for the audience. And, but I've done a lot of readings, and I do enjoy them. And it makes me a better actor because then I'm just more free to do just bold choices, and I'm not afraid. And then also reading music and reading lines, you have to do it so fast. You have to be really efficient with everything that it just makes you better at what you do.
Sounds awesome. Thank you very much for fitting me in today.
No problem.
Lena Hall will perform in a staged reading of 15 Minutes, a new musical, at New York Stage and Film and Vassar College's Powerhouse Theater Reading Festival this Saturday at 8 p.m. For more information, visit powerhouse.vassar.edu. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.